Hi, The Edge.
Keith, what's going on?
I lose him.
Keith, you there?
Keith.
We lost him.
Keith. Lost Keith. So there was that story. So Perv is at the border right now. I just love it, though. Canada. The whole thing that we learned about all this, that Canada's age of consent is 14. Who the hell made... Who made that decision? And more to the point, did you know that the age of consent in Canada was 14?
That was Prime Minister Pervert that passed that one.
Because then there is another story about the perverts. In the paper, front page. Sex offenders on...
We're all moving to Canada.
All on the peace bridge. Sex offenders on parole have to face certain amount of restrictions for the Halloween season.
Yeah, because kids come to your door asking for candy instead of you having to go out and offer it to them.
Exactly. Otherwise known as lazy time. Registered sex offenders are, and if they're under parole, have to be locked in their homes for Halloween. Well, that's just embarrassing. Hey, coming out for Halloween? Eh. No. No, I gotta stay inside.
Why? Stay home and pass out the candy.
Why? It's going to be a beautiful night. Come on, we'll go out. No, gotta stay locked in.
I'm giving away these Butter Roofie candy bars. I mean, Butterfinger candy bars.
Butter Roofies.
Three Musker Roofies.
Oh, you're sleepy. Okay, let's close the door and pull down the shades. They are forbidden from wearing costumes.
I'm giving out these Ruffles potato chips.
And masks. According to the deputy regional director of the Division of Parole, the sex offenders know they'll be checked on, and that's a deterrent. Yeah, but, you know, by what? What are we talking about here? Oh, they'll be checked on.
What, we're sending agents like Mini-Me? Agent Mini-Me's going out trick-or-treating?
I was just
going
to say, the minute somebody comes to the door with a clipboard, you take your mask off and you put your Ruffle potato chips away. You know, on your set.
Ruffles have ridges.
All right.
All right, Vic Carucci is coming up next from NFL.com.
More news a little bit later on.
It is 402 at WEDG, Buffalo.
We'll be back with more Shreddin' Reagan.
Just a couple of kids who like to trying to make it honest. I get it.
It's the Shreddin' Reagan Show. Rock Radio. 103.3 The Edge.
Moo! Creamery.
Worldwide from Buffalo, the Shreddin' Reagan Show is back.
Give, give, give. Love, love, love. That's what it's all about.
Rock Radio. Rock Radio. 103.3 The Edge.
We don't know.
11 minutes past 4 o'clock. And we got 43 degrees downtown, and the forecast, it's, you know, it's the same as it's been the last 2 months. Periods of rain, tonight down to 42, tomorrow up to 49. Sunday's the big weather day they're talking about, where we could see some serious wind problems, as we'll have gusts as high as 50 miles per hour and a high of only 42 degrees. And don't forget that clocks go back an hour tomorrow night, so that's a little rundown of what's going on this weekend.
Vic Carucci is coming up from NFL.com. Vic will take us through the rest of the NFL. Last time we had a special emergency edition of the Vic Carucci Show when the Bills blew up their offensive line. So Vic's coming up in a moment. Also today is sort of like the early Halloween show. Greatest time of the year. Mason Winfield's coming in, an expert on local haunted sites. We're going to go through the classic haunted places in Western New York about 5 o'clock. And Josh is working on Saw 3 Theater. This is his artwork. This is his piece. This is it. He's spending. Have you noticed, by the way, Rachel isn't answering the phones? Rachel, our intern.
Yeah, where'd she go?
Rachel is currently out looking for 1 second of sound that Josh.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God, must have for the Saw 3 Theater. She's had to travel. She's on the thruway, apparently, trying to go to some place to get this special sound he needs. So, Saw 3 Theater a little bit later on when Josh is done.
Dr. Frankenstein is almost done.
Yeah. Spielberg is in the other room.
Oh, you should have heard him whine earlier. I can't do it without this. If I don't have this certain sound, I...
He's an artist. What are we going to do? Are we going to question him? So, some favorite characters are going to be in the Saw 3 Theater. So, Josh is working on it right now.
This better be so damn good.
I know. We're building it up to be too much, right?
Yes.